Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Week in Health Innovation. We are live this morning, day two at HIMSS in Las Vegas. I am Dr. Phil Marshall, and I'm co-host of the program, and happy to be with you today. I am also co-founder and chief product officer of Conversa Health, which is the booth 11334 that we're coming to you today from. And I'm very excited to have the chance to meet Dr. Rasu Shrestha of UPMC, who is the Chief Innovation Officer of UPMC, as well as EVP of UPMC Enterprises. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Very excited to talk with you about what you're doing and everything that you're seeing at this exciting show. Really a unparalleled program, at least in the exhibit hall, compared to anything else in health IT, where old school companies as well as innovators come together, hopefully harmoniously. I want to start off with a little bit of background on what you've been doing at UPMC, some of the programs that you've spearheaded, some of the investments you made. Would love to kick it off, understanding a little bit more about you.
No, absolutely. So it's really interesting. So we're here at HIMSS, the Super Bowl of health IT, right? And it's absolutely amazing the number of individuals, companies, organizations that are really focused in transforming the way that we're delivering care. Right? At UPMC, which is a payer provider organization, we're a large academic organization, we do a lot of research. Our focus is really in purposeful innovation, in driving innovation with a purpose towards addressing the most critical pain points that we see in the delivery of healthcare, but doing it in such a way that we're leveraging all of the assets that we as an organization bring to the table. So that's essentially what I do with the rest of my team. And as part of the organization, what we do is we don't do this in isolation. We do this with the rest of UPMC. UPMC essentially is a living lab for everything that we're doing. We're the tip of the spear when it comes to co-investment and co-creation, honing in on those pain points and addressing the specifics of how we really transform the face of healthcare.
I had the opportunity to work with UPMC when I led product strategy at WebMD and then also at Press Ganey. Yep. And I learned that it was a very unique organization. Many people think of Kaiser Permanente as really being the predominant integrated system across payment and delivery, but UPMC is really right up there, a very unique organization in that way. But no doubt the payment of healthcare and the delivery of healthcare in your organization still has a number of pain points that you need to address. What are some of those main pain points that you believe innovation can help overcome?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely right. In healthcare, we have a number of different issues. We're not used to change. We go with the tried and tested. There's a lot of complexity in healthcare. And I'm making overall statements, but this is true. It's important for us to understand that we, for some reason, have gotten really used to complexity. We like to make things complex. It's almost a comfort blanket that we wrap ourselves around with. Every time someone tries to innovate and yank that comfort blanket out, we pull it more closely together. But that's how we've done it. You know, that's the tried and tested. That's how healthcare has been built on in the last couple of centuries even, right? So here we are, we're trying to innovate, we're trying to think outside the box, we're trying to leverage principles of design thinking and fail-fast methodologies, and we're trying to bring newer technologies and processes and methodologies to really say, all right, how do we take things to the next level? But the key thing in all of this is focus. Focus in terms of what we're doing, which means focus also in terms of what we're not doing. Focus in terms of how we're doing, which means clearly stating how we're not doing things as well, right? So at UPMC Enterprises, we're really focused in on four specific what we call domains. The first is really clinical tools, leveraging data to drive towards better insights in the delivery of care at the point of care, right? So as physicians, ensuring that we're able to do that is really critical. So precision medicine, clinical decision support, imaging. The second is population health, which is really a buzzword at HIMSS this year. But our focus towards population health, and focus is the key word here, is really risk management. So as a payer and a payer provider system, really looking at the delivery of of care across populations of patients that are at risk, and ensuring that we do this intelligently. Third is really around consumer, understanding the consumer, making sure that we move the care from the bricks and mortar hospitals to really the consumers and empowering them to take charge of their health and wellness, which is really critical. And then the fourth is business services and infrastructure, squeezing the waste out of the delivery of healthcare. So focus is absolutely critical.
No doubt that self-imposed complexity is found throughout each of those four domains.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, I think, as I walk the hall, to really see this juxtaposition of companies that have been entrenched in healthcare, the EHR companies, the big health IT companies, and then the innovative companies that are really growing up relatively new in care management and population health and patient engagement. Now, you actually described different domains where you had clinical tools and clinical workflow, then population health, and then consumer engagement. There's a lot of effort right now to make sure that that's really one process, that they aren't necessarily separate from one another.
Sure.
At UPMC, what are you looking at with making the patient and helping the patient be more an equal part of that ongoing process, perhaps in a more collaborative and continuous way?
Yeah, so a couple of things. First and foremost, just to address what you mentioned earlier, there are the EHR vendors, and there are lots of vendors that are up and coming. I don't think anyone...
There's a few here at the show this year.
Absolutely.
I think there are four or five booths this year at the HIMSS show. By the way,
indeed,
for anybody who's listening to this or seeing us on the video, of course I'm kidding. If you've not been to HIMSS, you cannot imagine the behemoth show that this is from an exhibit hall standpoint.
There's a reason I call it the Super Bowl of Health IT. 40,000 people, if not more. This is ridiculous. But... whether it's EHR vendors who've been doing this for a while, or whether it's startup companies and others that are really trying to quote-unquote disrupt the delivery of healthcare, I don't think innovation is unique to just one group of these vendors or organizations. I think whether you've been doing this for a while or whether you're new, you can innovate, you can think outside the box, you can really try to hone in on the specifics of what it means to deliver care. And those are the sorts of partnerships that we're trying to go after, right? We truly believe that
companies, so let me just see if I understand what you're saying, and that is, you're looking for the companies that have proven they can execute, but are still innovating.
Absolutely. So it's a really important focus. It's really important to leverage the assets that we bring as an organization to ensuring that we're honing in on the right types of partnerships. I truly believe that the future of healthcare is going to be built on the shoulders of the strongest of partnerships, right? And by that, our focus is really on ensuring that we're able to find the right matches. It's not just about signing a memorandum of understanding and doing a little proof of concept around a little pilot and taking out a press release. It's about making significant change, moving the needle in a transformational way in the way that we're delivering care.
So rather than just having a smattering of pilots that might test this, that, or the other, you're really looking for something that has staying power, that as long as you prove it out initially, it can scale and you can roll it out in a broader way.
Absolutely. And we do this intelligently, or we try to at least, right? So we don't do this on our own. We do this with the rest of UPMC. My clinical colleagues across UPMC, the folks that are really pushing for quality, our brilliant individuals at the health plan, right? The researchers, the physicians, the trainees that we have, the nurses, right? So what we do is we have this collaborative process where we're looking at all of these different opportunities. We're trying to hone in on the pain points, and we're trying to make sure that we're able to focus on the specifics of how we deliver the innovations and the transformations. On top of all of that, our strategy at UPMC Enterprises is really one of honing in on these partnerships with co-investment and co-creation, right? And that's important. Putting our money where our mouth is is important.
And
for
that's part of the UPMC Enterprises mission,
no doubt.
Yep. What are some of the innovations that UPMC Enterprises has brought to the market or helped to come to market?
So across those four domains that I described, and we were purposeful in calling it domains, not silos or even pillars.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of overlap.
More of a Venn diagram.
that's exactly right. So lots of overlap between the domains. But across each of those domains are specific investments and co-creation opportunities, things that we're, so big, medium, small, right? Things that we're growing organically, but also partnerships that we've honed in on over time. A couple of successes that I'll quote out. So in the area of risk management and population health, as a payer provider organization, we've been doing this for a while, right? So about 5 years ago, we took essentially the nuts and bolts of the system that we've been using at the health plan at UPMC, and along with the advisory board and TPG as the third investors, we started a new company called Evolent Health.
Sure.
Right? And last year, Evolent...
You're the one.
Well, actually, it's UPMC's
Many people have heard about Evolent now.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what we did with all of the brilliance that the health plan brought into this, the work that the advisory board and the funding and the insights that TPG brought to the table as well, was we took the blueprint that made the UPMC health plan as successful as it is today, with 2.9 million members in a network of over 11,000 physicians. It's just absolutely remarkable what we've managed to do. We took that blueprint and we put it into this company. And this company, in a matter of about 4.5 years, went IPO last year, and
right.
When IPO was valued at $1.2 billion.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. So the types of successes that we try to hone in on, are varied. It's across all of these different domains. And we're really also excited about some of the newer announcements that we've made in terms of some of the strategic investments that we're putting into the bets that we know will address the clinical pain points and the operational pain points that we're facing at UPMC, but the rest of the world needs as well.
Well, we're just about out of time, so let's wrap up. As you have walked the floor and gone to, no doubt, some of the sessions, what are you most excited about with what you've seen and heard here at this show?
So it's interesting, when you come to a show like this, you know, there are a lot of buzzwords. You know, you get blinded by buzzwords.
Everyone's, population health in this booth is a drinking game. So.
Absolutely, that's right. So, you know, you talk about buzzwords like population health, big data, analytics.
Patient engagement.
Innovation is now a buzzword, you know? And so I think it's really important to not get blinded by buzzwords. I think it's really important for us to focus, for us to really go beneath, ask the hard questions, right? Don't gloss over, you know, whether it's products or partnerships or opportunities by these buzzwords that get thrown in your eyes, right? Really ask the hard questions, right? And understand what it means to implement some of these solutions.
I'm still going to ask you to name one thing that you're excited about.
So what I'm excited about is the possibility of leveraging the power of the data to get at meaningful insights.
Okay.
And we've been struggling as an industry for over a decade in interoperability. The ONC last year announced the 10-year interoperability roadmap, right? So what I'm excited about is getting interoperability right, but really focusing in on workflow, focusing in on design thinking, making sure that we're able to leverage technologies like natural language processing and machine learning and pattern recognition to go after structured and unstructured data.
To get the kind of insights that before were not really that possible.
Absolutely. Connecting the dots across these disparate silos that we've gotten so accustomed to go live with. Right, and saying, how do you liberate the data? How do you liquefy the data so that you can actually connect
Todd
the dots?
Park would be happy to hear that.
Well, absolutely, right? And getting at insights and making those insights relevant back at the point of decision making. That's what I'm really excited about.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today, Dr. Pastresta with UPMC. Up next is Dr. David Nace, so stay tuned for that.